WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We don't know how badly hit Jamaica was by Hurricane Melissa, but the storm almost certainly caused widespread damage. CBS's Jason Allen is there.
For the second time this week, Air Force Hurricane Hunter pilots turned back from inside the eye of Melissa due to the sheer force of the turbulence. Shortly after landfall, Jamaica's prime minister warned CBS News there would be widespread damage.
Whenever you have a Category 5 hurricane, there's scarcely any building or infrastructure that would escape without some form of damage.
The storm was expected to drop up to 20 inches of rain in places. Melissa's now a Category 4 and is headed for the Bahamas and Cuba. President Trump is in South Korea for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, where he's encouraging businesses to relocate to the U.S.
For businesses and manufacturers like those in this room, our tax law includes 100% expensing for all new factories, plants, and equipment. So that means you can write everything off.
Some airlines are helping feed air traffic controllers and other unpaid federal aviation workers who missed their first full paycheck on Tuesday.
United Airlines says it's helping support essential workers, donating meals for people like air traffic controllers. Delta says it's arranged for meals for transportation sector workers, as is JetBlue. Controllers were planning to gather outside at least 17 airports nationwide to hand out leaflets urging an end to the shutdown. James Squire is an air traffic controller in California.
This is the first day of the $0 paycheck. I mean, literally today at our facility, we were all chipping in and paying for breakfast.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Venezuela is accusing the U.S. of hostile acts for its continued attacks on boats allegedly carrying illegal drugs to the U.S. CBS's Charlie Daggett says the attacks ramped up Tuesday.
We heard from Secretary Hegseth, and, you know, he had said that this is going to be a daily occurrence. We have to point out where these strikes took place. He said three strikes, four vessels. That's important. Two of them were hit with one strike.
A jury in Peoria, Illinois will begin a second day of deliberations in the case of former Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson. He's charged with murder in the killing of Sonia Massey in her home after she called 911 about a potential prowler outside. WCIA-TV reporter Brandon Moreno on Tuesday's closing arguments.
Mary Beth Rogers for the prosecution had a narrative. Never mind, he had other options like his taser and leaving through an open door. Ladies and gentlemen, you have all the evidence you need. You can believe what you see. And that was Mary Beth Rogers for the prosecution referencing the body camera video that the jury watched again before they entered deliberations.
Grayson says he acted in self-defense. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Behold the Colonel's giant KFC chicken sandwich, a towering extra crispy monument to flavor. Such a huge amount of juicy hand-breaded KFC chicken at a pretty tiny $3.99 price. For the Colonel's KFC chicken sandwich. I mean, $3.99 isn't even worthy of the same epic soundtrack as the KFC chicken sandwich for only $3.99. The Colonel lived, so we could chicken.
Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Will the American public accept that self-driving robo-taxis will cause fatal crashes?
Waymo is preparing for fatalities where their robo-taxis are at fault.
You know, we don't say whether, we say when.
Takedra Mawakana told TechCrunch Disrupt, as long as robo-taxis significantly reduce overall traffic fatalities, a single crash won't derail the technology.
It's important to recognize it's not going to be perfection, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be accountable for transparency.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there have been at least 83 fatal crashes involving autonomous vehicles since 2019. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
Authorities say a man from India stabbed two 17-year-olds with a fork, slapped a female passenger and a crew member, and mimicked shooting himself during an international flight over the weekend. The flight from Chicago was diverted to Boston, where the man was arrested. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a little breezy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. The wind stays up at times, highs into the low 50s. And on Thursday, more sunshine, highs into the mid-50s. Maybe a shower late. Currently 51 degrees.
I don't know why. County Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Ba 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 ba.
Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
It's the WRJN Big Deals Halloween Sale. Here's a scary good deal. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No promo code needed. From local restaurants to retail, now's the time to stock up. Get ahead on your holiday shopping with gift certificates that make the perfect stocking stuffers. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and save big with the WRJN Big Deals Halloween Sale.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line.
Someplace, huh? Where I don't care.
trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com. WRJN.
notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new day in love with you. With each day comes a new way of loving you. Every
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. I
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem,
and the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse,
and high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN.
I love you, baby.
just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Then I heard Jose say, "Man, you know you're in trouble."
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The World Series is even now at 2 games apiece. The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Dodgers in Los Angeles in Game 4 last night on Fox.
After the gut-wrenching loss last night that might have just wiped the lesser team off, the Blue Jays bounce back and win it 6-2.
Game 5 is tonight in Los Angeles. Then it's back to Toronto for the remainder of the series. President Trump says he doesn't expect to follow through on his threat to sharply increase tariffs on China.
I expect to be lowering that because I believe that they're going to help us with the fentanyl situation. They're going to be doing what they can do.
The president's in South Korea now, where he'll be meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. About 42 million Americans who rely on food stamps likely won't get them November 1st. Because of the government shutdown. CBS's Katie Weiss.
So far, two states, Louisiana and Virginia, have taken the action of declaring a state of emergency to keep food stamp funding flowing through November. However, the federal government has indicated states may not be paid back if they choose to do that. So other states have said they won't take any action. Louisiana can only comp food stamp benefits for the state's 800,000 people who rely on them through the end of November.
The level of